Liz Weiss didn't grow up with gospel music, and she never thought of herself as a singer. And now, the 32-year-old from Portland, Oregon, is the voice on a gospel album that is shattering stereotypes about Christian music. Jesus, we will throw away our lives for you. Struggling in your strength, resting in your truth. The album is called There's a Light. Liz Weiss joins me from the studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Thanks so much for being with us.
Of course.
So answer that question. How does a woman who says she used to hate singing, how do you end up making this kind of music?
I mean, it wasn't that I hated singing. I just hated singing in front of other people.
Which is something you do now.
Singing in my bedroom, singing in the bathroom for hours, singing in the basement when I was a kid. No problem.
Yeah.
Singing in my car, it's awesome.
How did you come to be the front woman, though? I mean, if you were comfortable singing in your shower or singing at home, how did it come to be that you are now front and center, and so is your voice?
I started going to a church almost 6 years ago, and they had, like, worship team. They had two sets of musicians that would lead worship on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And one day I was sitting there listening, and I had, like, this little voice say, you need to go and sing on the worship team. And I'm like, oh no, no, where is this coming from? And I kind of built up the courage and sang for Josh White.
He's the minister at the church.
Yeah, he's the pastor. And I remember him asking me to sing on a Sunday.
Did we miss the headline here? You got in. You auditioned and you made it.
Oh yeah, sorry, I skipped that part. Oh yeah, yeah. And so when it was finally time for the service to start, and I had to sing the song. My heart was just pounding really hard. Sometimes I feel like my pupils just get really small and it starts to get dark. And I'm like, I can't see anything. And I felt like all of the pores on my body opened up, and I was just drenched in sweat. And I kept thinking, this is how James Brown feels when he performs. This is why he has a towel.
Hey! Let's get into the album.
Yeah.
I want to play a track called Empty Me Up.
Lord, it's not me. It's you.
This song is just infectious. When I was listening to this for the first time, I found myself craving the lyrics.
Yeah. Empty me out, fill me with you. Lord, there is nothing I can give to you. I lay down my life here at your feet.
Here at your feet.
Even if you cannot sing, you feel moved to sing.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Life is hard. It's hard being a human. And what we get to do is we get to invite people in to say, for this moment in time, for this hour, we are going to forget about how hard our day was, and we are just going to play. And I'm going to sing hope over them.
We lift our voices. We lift up our heads. We lay down our lives. We lay down our plans. We worship you, Father, in spirit and truth. For even our praise is a gift from you.
Did you grow up in a religious family?
My family is Catholic. They love Jesus and they love the Lord. But it wasn't like a home where we woke up and we listened to gospel music and we went to church together all the time and we had certain rules. It was pretty single parent, kids being at home by themselves while she made sure we had food in our bellies and clothes on our back. So it wasn't really like a conservative Christian upbringing, I will say.
So you go to an evangelical Christian church now. You found that on your own?
Yeah, when I was 15. Actually, my best friend, Heather. We played basketball together. She would invite me to church, and I would lie and say, I'm going to Mass with my mom, and then go back to sleep. But eventually, going to church with her and camps just allowed me to get outside of the hardships of growing up in a single-parent home. And when I was 15, I decided to follow Jesus. And it wasn't like this talk of, you'll burn in hell. It really was like the same pull that I had to do music as I did to say that I want to know who this Jesus is.
Let's play this song. It's called There's a Light.
Lord, sometimes I sit and wonder why strange things happen to me. Then again I feel my friends are gone, yeah. But if I put my trust in Jesus, my burdens will lighten. Don't you see there's a light?
These songs are cool. These songs are not what a lot of people would peg as Christian songs. They appeal to a secular audience.
Mm-hmm.
Were they designed to do that?
I think the whole mission of the album was to make good music that glorified Jesus. And the thing is that Jesus is for everybody. And so the music, I think it's awesome. And so I go and I do this, and it's an honor. It's a privilege.
Liz Weiss, her new album is called There's a Light, and it's out now. She joined us from the studios of OPB in Portland. Liz, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for inviting me out.
Through the love of God, our Savior, free and changeless is his favor. All is well. Precious is the blood that healed us. Perfect is the grace that sealed us.